I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, and we have another LA Startup Spotlight for you, and I'm super excited about this one because it is a female founder that just geeks me out. She has an incredible calendar app for the geek community called Nerd Out. She'll get more into it. She's gotten so much press, so much traction, and I'm just really, 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 really proud of her. I welcome Michelle to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Michelle, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about Nerd Out app.
Well, my name is Michelle, like Spree said. I created an app called Nerd Out. It's a nerd event calendar app. So it lists everything from San Diego Comic-Con to lightsaber battles to geeks who drink pub nights to things like Geek Girl Brunch to crazy things like I went to a Steven Spielberg burlesque show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What is a Steven Spielberg burlesque show?
So it was all burlesque themed on shows, movies he's either directed or produced. There was one, it was Jessica Rabbit because he produced Who Framed Roger Rabbit. There was an Indiana Jones one. There was a Hook one. There was a Color Purple one, which I thought was like.
Wait, and was this event in LA?
Yeah.
Great. We're in LA.
It was like. Near Mid-City, I believe.
Crazy.
They have events. I forget the name of their company, but they're on the app. They have events like every month of a different theme.
And this was on the Nerd Out app, right?
That's correct.
That's so cool. So what other kind of events do you have on the Nerd Out app? Specifically, let's start with LA and just in general. I know you're a female founder based in LA, but your app isn't specific to just LA. It's all around the country, right?
Yeah, we have 35 locations around the US and England currently.
And how many, do you know the number? How many events do you have in your calendar per day or month or average? What can people expect if someone wants to install the app right now? What can they expect to receive?
I believe last time we did a count, it was about 3,000 events were in there.
Oh, you know, just a cool 3,000.
Yes. Yeah, so you're not going to get bored, especially in Los Angeles.
Yeah, right? Well, cool. And what are some of the other kind of events that we could find? Maybe ones in LA. What are some of the other ones that happen?
A lot of the awesome ones are things like Geeks Who Drink Pub Nights that you can go to weekly. We actually host trivia nights every so often as well as at a place called The Perky Nerd. There's always game nights. I'm trying to think of one of the ones recently. Oh, there's a Hocus Pocus unauthorized musical parody going on right now.
So that sounds like a lot of what? Fun. What is that?
From what I've seen of the Instagram clips, it's like Hocus Pocus the musical, basically.
That's so random. Well, cool. Okay, when did you initially create Nerd Out app?
So I came up with the idea April, what is it now? 2014, I think. Maybe 20, yeah. Because we've been out for 14 months. Yeah, 14 months. So I spent time from like April to August of, 2015 it's got to be. Studying because I had never done an app, so I really didn't know what I was doing.
Were you in tech before you did this app?
No, I just did film and television. So
what inspired you wanting to create this app?
I had a friend, my friend is Brendan. He has an app called Toon Goggles, and it's kind of like Netflix for kids. And he had said to me like months previous, he was like, "Hey, if you ever know somebody who needs an app, send them my way." And I was like, yeah, okay, whenever I know somebody who needs an app. Lo and behold, 4 months later, I call him up and I was like, I have this idea for an app. And I send it to him and he was like, all right, it just sounds like it could go. And I just started researching and trying to figure out how I would create it.
And where in LA are you guys based?
In Burbank.
Oh, cool. How many people are on your team?
It's just me and my friend Monica, actually. Very small.
How did you and Monica connect on this? Are you co-founders or what's Monica's role?
Monica is kind of like our events manager. So she helps input events for me.
I was just going to ask you, it seems like a huge undertaking to get 3,000 events installed. What is your process behind all of that?
It's a lot of research. I think a lot of people think I just have a magic wand that suddenly appears these events.
Yeah, I think people think that with the We Are LA Tech app too.
Yeah,
they don't manually.
There's a person that has to go find that stuff.
100%.
But I mean, that's what's great about us is that you're not going to find this list anywhere else. You know, you might find a list of conventions, or something like that, but you're not going to find a list that includes the variety we have.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of researching, like, local comic book shops and local conventions and things, like I said, unauthorized Hocus Pocus parody, like, random things like that. So it's just a ton of research, and we also encourage user submission.
So cool. And if people want to submit their app, I mean, their event, how can they do that?
You can do it either on the app or on our website, nerdoutapp.com.
And while we're on the topic, while people are listening, if they want to cyberstalk you, where should they go?
They should go to Nerd Out App on either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
And it's just NERDOUT.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've had a ton of press lately. I've been really excited. Can you tell us a little bit about, like your traction, your press? It's crazy.
Sure. The one that I was really excited about was the Amy Poehler Smart Girls one that came out right about Comic-Con. A friend of mine, well, she actually became a friend of mine after she found out about the app, but she got the article published. She wrote it because I had been a guest on her personal blog, and I got like a message from my cousin. My cousin was like, Amy Poehler knows who you are? And I was like, no, she just owns the company. But I was like, that'd be really cool. Like,
that's awesome.
But yeah, no, Amy Poehler, like, I love that Amy Poehler Smart Girls is really embracing of things beyond like the typical like what are you wearing
yeah
kind of thing. Like when during the Olympics they had all these like features on the Olympians and like actually looking at people, not the superficial stuff.
Right. How has LA supported your company being able to accelerate?
It's been really great because we have a lot of nerds here. there's a big community. I mean, when I first came here I had no idea there was this community, so you kind of have to get in some way, which is great. You have the Nerd Out app to get in. But yeah, no, they've been really great. And other companies have helped out, have, you know, reached out and been like, hey, I want to, you know, share a booth with you at a convention, or just little ways to help each other out, which is awesome.
And I'm going to share something. I don't know if maybe you're going to ask Matt to cut this out, but I'm like really excited because I saw on your Facebook that it took you a year to get to 10,000 installs. And then in the past month, you've had 1,000 installs, which is crazy.
Yeah. No, you can keep that in the show.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
No. I mean, it's great. Like I said, I didn't know what I was getting into when I first started. I just knew I had to do it. And the fact that it took me, I mean, like I said, it's just me and Monica. And I have, for those who don't know, I have a 60-hour week job on top of the app. So it's not exactly like it's the only thing
right.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
So the fact that we even got to 10,000 blew my mind. And then all of a sudden when I was like looking it up, because I check the numbers like every other day.
Yeah.
Because I'm obsessed like that. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, we like boosted 1,000 in a month.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
It's so exciting. Like, I went to, was it your 1 year anniversary mm-hmm. party? And it's just been so exciting getting to know you and seeing you put this all together. And I think it's wonderful to be surrounded by ambitious people who are creative and passionate about what they do. And to watch the support that your community gives you mm-hmm. is just like beautiful. Like, watching the comic book store like want to celebrate you and give
yeah.
you a cake for your 1 year anniversary.
Oh,
and like,
yeah, no, they were really awesome.
Well, let's do a shout out to them real quick.
Yeah, the Perky Nerd was the host, and then my event planning people, the girl who made me the cake, is Geek Chic Promotions, so they did my party theme.
And we'll include that in the show notes. What are the URLs? Do you know off?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe it's just geekchicpromotions.com and theperkynerd.com, I believe.
All right, and we'll be sure to include that in the show notes. Thanks, Carl. Got everybody working on the podcast.
Aww.
Carl's on the show notes. Matt's on the editing. I'm on the box.
But I don't know if you know how I even found out about We Are LA Tech.
No, how'd you find out about it?
So I was at a convention, the one that's actually...
What?
I'm going to... Well, it used to be called Kamikaze. Now it's Stanley's Los Angeles Comic-Con.
Right.
But I went and walked by this booth that had like music and lights, and I walked by and it was this app. And this guy goes, oh, you know, he's talking about his app. And I was like, oh, I have one too. And we started talking, and it's Robert from Cuddly.
Oh, I love Robert from Cuddly.
And he was like, well, you should join this group. And I like, and like I said, I'm new to tech, so I didn't know there were
yeah.
these communities.
Yeah.
And he was like, you should join this group. You need to talk to this girl, Spree. He was like, I'll put in a word. And lo and behold, like, it took a little bit, but, like, finally,
yeah.
you know.
And she's awesome. I'm so glad that you and I connected. So what if you had one ask of the community? What would something, like, we have thousands of people listening, so something that could support you in your success, what would that ask be?
I think just spread the word of Nerd Out. I mean, I'm so happy when somebody comes and tells me it's helped them. I've had people who tell me it's changed their lives. And that, at the end of the day, is why I spend time that I could probably just chill and, you know, relax. Like I said, I have another job. I could, instead of, you know, working my extra hours on the app, but I love it because it helps people, you know.
How do you use Twitter?
I do.
How can people tweet you to say, hey, love your app?
Well, we actually, a lot of people have retweeted. We have a how-to video pinned at the top.
Oh, so rad.
Retweet that just like so people can kind of.
No, I mean, but if they want to say hi to you.
Oh, I mean, yeah, just tweet us at nerdoutapp.com. Not nerdoutapp.com. Nerdoutapp. Sorry.
Awesome. And what are a couple LA tech companies that you've come across that have really impressed you lately? I know we were talking about Cuddly.
Well, Cuddly, yeah, they're awesome. I actually was talking to my friend. She does a dating podcast, and I brought up Cuddly a lot. And I was like, by the way, guys, I just plugged you. a lot of other companies that have impressed me.
Talk about what is Cuddly.
Cuddly is a geek dating app. So it's kind of like your regular, you know, OkCupid or whatever, but for nerds or geeks.
Yeah.
And you get to, like, choose, like, little different icons of things you like, and you get, like, a couple sentences. There's been some cool people on there.
And I love the founders. They are just so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both really nice.
So nice and passionate. Tell me more about the Burbank tech community. Does one exist?
Not that I'm aware of.
So, like, how do people in Burbank, because I mean that's the point of We Are LA Tech, to unite a city. And mm-hmm. I mean, shout out to both We Are LA Tech and Michelle at Nerd Out App on Twitter if you're part of the Burbank tech community, because that is why we exist, to unite all of LA to support one another and be collaborative in moving forward as a startup city. Do you guys have co-working spaces in Burbank? Is there, like...
I don't know. I haven't actually looked, though. So there might be. I just don't know about it.
So if you are in the Burbank tech community, Michelle, wouldn't you love to connect with someone, more tech people in Burbank?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there any... I know we talked about Cuddly. Is there another LA tech company that's really impressed you? And where is Cuddly based? Do you know?
I don't know.
But in LA.
I know Robert's like gallivanting around the United States right now. I see Pinguino every so often.
Yeah.
I actually saw her at a Burbank event. I think it was a Doctor Who event.
She was amazing. Pinguino, who's the co-founder of Cuddly, actually helped support We Are LA Tech at Tech Day LA. And she was just incredible. It was really, mm-hmm. I felt really honored that she was there. Is there another LA tech company that's really impressed you?
The only thing that keeps coming to
my
head
talent
is Dana, who we
go
both
for
know,
it, yeah,
because I love Dana.
And Dana Moon's been on the podcast with Pinsight Media.
Yeah, so I believe I'm allowed to talk about this. I'm in talks with Pinsight Media to get the second generation of the app made.
So cool. And what does Pinsight do?
So what I'm doing with them, they're, I think, primarily an advertising-based company.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing with them is their rollout program. So basically, they're picking up all the expenses in exchange for basically being my advertising company. So it's really awesome. They have me working with another company called Smith Micro, too. They've all been really accepting of, like, my kind of, like, quirks that I want for things for, like, nerddom. Like, there was a question about... adding avatars and stuff like that. And I was like, well, you know, cosplayers would want this or that.
Yeah.
And they're very accepting of not like dismissing my opinion.
Right.
Because they kind of, they're like, oh, well, this girl's been doing it for over a year.
She yeah.
probably knows what her users
right.
want. So I'm very happy that they're, you know, being accepting.
What resource in LA tech has really helped you in becoming a female founder?
Communities like We Are LA Tech, and I'm part of some Facebook groups as well, where you just can like kind of ask questions, even if it's a question that probably everybody else knows and you're just like, I can't figure it out, have been really great, because especially in the Facebook groups, I think I'm in one called Miss Tech or hashtag Miss Tech. I think,
Is it an LA one specifically?
I don't know if it's LA specifically,
but it's Miss Tech.
I believe it's Miss Tech.
MISS Tech.
Is MS.
MS, Ms. MS, yeah. TECH.
Lisa, who's part
from
of...
From co-founder of Equity Directory.
Yeah, she's the one that added me to that group. And I've just seen, like I asked for, like... I forget what I asked for. Oh, I was looking for more podcasts to listen to. Because I feel like at work, at least I can work and, like, listen and try to learn at the same time.
Right.
Try to multitask. And just learn more. And they were like, well, check out these things. And anytime I ask a question, they're very responsive. So it's really nice.
That's awesome. So Ms. Tech on Facebook, if you're looking for a resource. Thank you so much for spending your time with We Are LA Tech. I am just excited for all of you guys to know about Nerd Out App. It is just really, really like a thrill to watch Michelle's journey. If you guys want a deeper connect with the LA Tech community, remember that you can go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's the elite private chat. We have over 800 incredible engineers, founders, product managers, investors in there. Chatting away. And then also, if you want to be a part of the Experience Club, where we do offline activities together, uniting the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/club. That's wearelatech.com/club. And you can meet amazing people like Michelle. She's a club member too.
I am.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.